Unit 10. Online Business. Track 27.
I'm Leah Chu, and our special guest today is award-winning tailor Zaina Mirza. Zaina, you're one of the top five tailors in Paris, if not Europe. What do you think you owe your success to?
Well, we always try to personalize our suits. I don't offer a standard two-button suit. People want special touches. And once a client has worn a tailored suit, they can't bear to buy clothes off the peg.
Sure, but the competition in the industry is extremely tough. With so many online retailers offering top brands at cut prices, do you think your success is going to last?
Of course, trends come and go. But at Mirza, we're using new media tools to find key trends, to find out what our clients really want.
Mm-hmm. And I hear you've expanded the business to include tailored shirts. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, customers can choose styles, submit their measurements, and mix and match fabrics online. And after the first order, we offer a 10% discount on subsequent orders.
Cool. You mentioned new media. How are you using digital media in your business? Customers are so fickle nowadays. They're quick to complain and change brands.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I follow you.
What I'm asking is, how are you adapting your online business? I suppose you must have a social media team, someone trawling the internet?
Oh, yes. That's an interesting point.
Uh-huh.
Well, up to now, I can safely say we've had hardly any complaints. But having a social media manager is something I'm considering.
Right. And what would you say to critics who think your suits are not all they claim to be?
Excuse me?
Your garments are advertised as made in Paris, but bloggers are saying they're made in Frankfurt, China, or who knows where.
Really? I didn't realise. I mean, that's a false accusation. Our suits are mostly made in Paris, but it could be Frankfurt, depending on the customer's location.
Mostly? So, are you saying they're made in Paris or not?
Well, it depends.
So, made in Paris is what? Just a marketing slogan?
No, I didn't say that.
And what about your business finance? Is it true that the company is experiencing some financial difficulty?
Those are just rumours.
Right.
Mirza Tailoring Fashions is going from strength to strength.
And finally, I'm sure all our viewers have been following the Don't Shop Sweatshop campaign. What's your position on that, Zaina?
Well, at Mirza, we are opposed to sweatshop labour, obviously.
Yes, but a little birdie tells me you haven't yet signed the petition.
No, not yet. But it's something I'm seriously thinking about.
You heard it here first on our show. Zaina Mirza is going to sign the petition. And next, we have l'enfant terrible of the fashion world, Vincent Seltz. Let's take a look at Vincent's digitally inspired Futura collection. It's to die for.